News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, several homes across Belfast have been set on fire. Buses also been set on fire in a night of protest and violence across the city. In a moment, we're going to be speaking to Deirdre Hargey, who is South Belfast MLA. But before that, James McCarthy is with us. He's political reporter with Belfast Live and the Daily Mirror in Northern Ireland. James, before we get to the events last night, remind us what the catalyst was for all of this.
Yes, well, your listeners may remember on Monday evening, I believe it was. I'm sorry, my days are mixed up at the moment. Yes, on Monday evening, we had seen a knife attack in North Belfast. Now, we know the victim, a man aged in his 40s, remains in hospital in a serious condition. And a man aged 30, who initially police had said was Somali, he is not. He is Sudanese. He has been charged and is due to appear before Belfast Magistrates Court this morning.
And the victim was left, we are told, with life-altering injuries to his back, neck and eyes.
That's correct, yes.
So what happened then last night?
So last night, we obviously seen calls on social media for protests at numerous locations across Northern Ireland and across in GB as well. Those protests inevitably did turn violent. We seen bins set on fire and placed against a hijacked bus in East Belfast. That then spread to various pockets across the city and indeed other locations across Northern Ireland. We've seen a Turkish barber's targeted in Ballyclare, and we also saw a takeaway and a police car targeted in Portadown as well.
Now, to some extent, that violence was not only predictable, but predicted. Is the view that the PSNI were sufficiently out in force to prevent the kind of incidents we saw?
Well, we know obviously Chief Constable John Boucher has been saying for some time that the Police Service of Northern Ireland are under-resourced, but they were on the ground and they dealt with this to the best of their ability. Obviously, when riots happen in Northern Ireland, they tend to be concentrated in one location. This was various locations across the city, so inevitably it was a difficult night for the emergency services. We also saw people's homes being set on fire. There's one image, I think the Press Association captured, of children being bundled into the back of a police Land Rover after their home was set on fire as well. So the emergency service had a difficult task ahead of them last night with the spread of the violence across the city, but I think that they were able to deal with that to the best of their ability.
James, thanks very much for your time this morning. James McCarthy, political reporter with Belfast Live and the Daily Mirror in Northern Ireland. Deirdre Hargey, South Belfast MLA, is with us. And Deirdre, the Michelle O'Neill has characterised the burning of homes. She said that it was masked men burning people out of their homes was essentially criminal thuggery, and suggested that it was counterproductive in terms of actually creating change in the way that they would want. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think anyone who watches and witnesses what happened last night in parts of Belfast and other parts of the north would be completely disgusted by the actions of masked men, as we said, storming streets, going along houses and trying to identify people from a minority ethnic background and actually breaking into those homes, smashing windows and setting those homes on fire. And what we've seen at the end of the night were a number of houses across Belfast that were actually burnt to the ground. We did see young families, young children, these are children, these are women that had to actually flee their home late at night in the darkness as these mobs were still in the street. They had to jump into the back of police Land Rovers and other vehicles to try and get away. And there were many of these families that had to flee in similar circumstances. We also seen businesses targeted, those that have chosen to invest in communities and want to see communities prosper, that were then set alight. And actually one of those shops was the same area that was burnt 2 years ago during race riots in Belfast. And it's just completely depressing scenes that no one wants to see on our streets, and there are no place for them.
Do you think that last night will have acted as a catharsis for the mob, or will we see more?
Well, I'm hoping we don't, because what we've seen was reminiscent of the pogroms in 1969 in Belfast, where homes were burnt to the ground. And we have to see that this is an end to that. I think that many people are repulsed by what they've seen, because none of this protects people. None of this actually does the opposite. This puts people at risk. And last night, someone could have been murdered, could have lost their lives. And this is the concern when we see agitation like this and the British far right using incidents that have happened for their own narrow ends. And when they know, when they're calling people out onto the street, that violence normally happens. The same happened in Ballymena last year. It happened in Belfast the year before. And I think those responsible need to be held to account for their actions. I think the broad majority of people here do not want to see this. They want a safe place. And of course, what happened on Monday night, people are angry in terms of that incident. But the perpetrator has been arrested, has been charged, and is brought before the court this morning. And I suppose that's what the likes of Michelle O'Neill and others had called for yesterday, allow the authorities to take this forward. And that's what they have done. And we have now seen that perpetrator in court, will appear in court later this morning.
Deirdre, thank you very much. Deirdre Hargy there, South Belfast MLA 53106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.